And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. And the Acadiana Open Channel is offering a number of workshops and courses this fall. One begins this evening. It's called Cinematography, and it's for new videographers and photographers. You'll be discussing the five C's of cinematography, learning to select the best focal length, and others. That starts tonight and runs through November. For more information, you can contact AOC. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra begins its season this coming Saturday. If you'd like to purchase series tickets, those are still available, as are individual tickets. You can go to their website, acadianasymphony.org, to find out more. The UL Lafayette Dance Guild will be offering a creative movement class for children ages 5 through 9. The course begins on October 4th and goes through November 22nd. The class will take place in the UL Lafayette McLaurin Gym, and the teachers are Lynn Clearfield and Melissa Ross. For information or to register your child, the website is danceguild.blogspot.com. Series tickets are available for the Louisiana Crossroads series at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, as is their singer-songwriter series. You can find out more about tickets for either series by going to their website or giving them a call. The Lafayette General Health Foundation Gala will take place Thursday, October 3rd at the Hyman Performing Arts and Convention Center. Tickets are available now by calling Lafayette General Health Foundation or going to their website. New exhibits have opened at the Hilliard University Art Museum. They are on display through the fall. For information on the exhibits or times, the website, you can stop by the Hilliard website. Bike Lafayette will hold its annual membership meeting this evening at the Rosa Parks Transportation Center from 6 until 8. There will be a social afterwards. The meeting will focus on Bike Lafayette's development as a new nonprofit organization. If you'd like more information, they have a website, bikelafayette.org, or a Facebook page. The play She Stoops to Conquer continues this week at Cité des Arts. It will run the 19th through the 22nd and the following weekend as well. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. This Thursday, tomorrow evening, there will be a meeting sponsored by the Center for Louisiana Studies called Save the Southern Club. It will take place in Opelousas at Toby's Lounge on Toby's Lane. The purpose of the meeting is to let the public know about the status of the Southern Club's application for the National Register of Historic Places and to collect historical documentation on the Southern Club. For more information, contact the Center for Louisiana Studies. All are invited to attend tomorrow evening, Thursday, September 19th in Opelousas, 6:30 at Toby's Lounge. And the Grand Coteau Literary Reading Series will present a multilingual open mic tomorrow evening. That's the 19th from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Thinstead Center. It's a free event and will feature poems, songs, and stories performed in different languages. You can participate or just go and enjoy the variety of music and poetry. It's free and open to all ages. That's in Grand Coteau at the Thinstead Center. Acting Unlimited Incorporated will open its production of Supermen, written by Adam Esquenazi Douglas. It will open tomorrow evening, September 19th, at Theater 810 and run through the weekend. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 or going to AUISupermen.eventbrite.com. The Louisiana Hemophilia Foundation will hold its fundraiser tomorrow evening in Lafayette at the River Oaks at 6 o'clock. Ticket information is through their website, which is lahemo.org. And in New Iberia tomorrow at the Sugarcane Festival building, there will be a benefit for Beneath the Balconies, and it will feature an evening with Edwin Edwards. For more information, please call them at 658-9746. And here at UL Lafayette in Burke Hawthorne Theater, the Nubian Secret Productions will present the one they call Friend, a stage play that will run the 20th and 21st in Burke Hawthorne Hall. There will also be a matinee on Sunday. Tickets will be available at the door. The Free Native American Culture Day at Vermilionville will take place this coming Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. until 4. There will be demonstrations of cooking and drumming and dancing and craft work, and there will be basket weaving there. Lots of information about the Native American tribes in Louisiana. Many will be represented at this day. That's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 at Vermilionville, their Free Native American Culture Day. And SOLA, the Southern Louisiana Chapter of the Romance Writers of America, will hold their monthly meeting this Saturday, September 21st, in New Orleans at the Jefferson Parish Library, actually in Metairie. For information on that meeting, their website is solawriters.org, solawriters.org, and they'll be addressing self-publishing, helping to demystify that for those interested. At New News this Saturday, 6 o'clock, Fall into Autumn is a celebration taking place. Artists as One Voice will present the autumnal equinox celebration. They'll be celebrating with music and poetry, again beginning at 6 o'clock at New News Arts and Culture Collective. There will be events taking place outside and inside the building. At 6 o'clock, there will be poetry readings by Bernard Pierce, Melissa Derwin, Jarrett Lofsted, and Nola Fouget Entourage. And there'll be music with the Potluck Band and Clay Cormier and the Highway Boys. Also, Self-Aware Wolf will be performing outside, and then there will be some more poetry readings as well. That's Fall into Autumn, Saturday, September 21st, in Arneville at New News. On Saturday in Washington on Church Street at the Episcopal Church, Daryl Bork will be reading from his book, Megan's Guitar and Other Poems from Akkadee. It starts at 6 o'clock with wine and cheese, and then the reading beginning at 7 o'clock. It's sponsored by the Washington Garden Club. For more information, you can contact them or just show up on Saturday. This Saturday, again, the reading begins at 7 o'clock. Band Book Weeks will have a reading on the campus of UL Lafayette, sponsored by Dupre Library. That will take place on the library deck under the oak tree behind the library. For more information about that, you can stop by the UL website. That's 2 o'clock Tuesday, September 24th. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you would like to listen to, and then you can either hear archived shows or download a show for listening to later on. You can support KRVS at any time securely at krvs.org, clicking on the Pledge Now or Support button, and make your contribution. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's Jazz Inspired. At 8, Mr. Bob Gushereau hosts Music of Yesteryears. Lee Kleinpeter's Big Band Swings at 9, Selected Shorts at 10, and Music from the Hearts of Space at 11. In just a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.